we're going to see a lot of shifting in responsibilities. Normally, when the House has put out their congressional budget proposal, there's a lot of cuts on entitlement programs, lots of cuts on student loans, a big push for increases in defense spending. John Spratt's probably going to turn that around a little bit. One of the things that Democrats want to do in their first 100 days in Congress is cut student loan interest rates in half. John Spratt's going to be a part of that effort on the budget committee, and we'll probably see less cuts in social entitlement programs as well.
Let's also talk a little bit about Jim Clyburn of Columbia, South Carolina. There's a possibility that he could become House Majority Whip. What exactly does that mean in terms of what benefit the state might get from something like that?
Well, it's a very powerful position in the House leadership. The whip is the person who really gets the House members, the party members in line to vote on very key legislation. Clyburn could play a very important role in marshaling votes on very important Democratic legislation that could be opposed by the White House. But what will happen is that South Carolina will be more of a focus on the leadership. Clyburn will bring probably more attention to South Carolina and possibly more earmarks and more appropriations as well. It's a big win for South Carolina. There's no doubt about it. And there are some good shifts in the North Carolina delegation as well. We saw that Sue Myrick won her bid rather easily. Even though Republicans are going to be in the minority, Sue Myrick could probably take a larger role in leadership. At this point, Craig, she's not in line for any of the major minority leadership positions. But I wouldn't count Myrick out just yet. She was chairman of the Republican Study Committee for 2 years. She has a very prominent post on energy and commerce. So there's a possibility that she could play a much larger role in the minority leadership for Charlotte as well.
Let's talk a little bit about Mel Watt. A funny quote from him last week. He said, "Right now, call me Mr. Chairman of something." Is there any sort of guesstimate at this point as to what he might be chairman of?
Well, I don't see any of his present committee assignments yielding a chairmanship. He's presently a member of the House Judiciary Committee. John Conyers from Michigan, who's been in the House of Representatives for more than two decades, he's going to take that position. Watt is also on financial services. Barney Frank from Massachusetts is going to be taking over that position as chairman. But that doesn't mean that Watt won't shift around his committee positions at all. And let's face it, he is the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus. As chairman of the Black Caucus, Watt is already having much more influence than really can be seen by the naked eye at this point.
I want to talk about the newly elected representative from the western part of the state, Heath Shuler, of course, a Democrat. But one of these Democrats that is very conservative for Democrats. Will a guy like Heath Shuler have much of a role in a Nancy Pelosi-led House?
I think he will, Craig. I met Heath at the airport yesterday as he was coming in. New congressional members are beginning their orientation this week. I asked him straight off. I said, "Look, you're not necessarily a traditional Democrat. You are pro-life. You are a person who supports Second Amendment rights. How's that going to work with Congress?" And he said, "Well, you know, Terry, I'm here to represent my district. I'm not necessarily here to fit into what people perceive to be a national idea of the Democrats. But I think that the Democratic Party is expanding their tent. The Democrats are a more diverse party than the American public and the Republicans have given them credit for. And Heath Shuler is going to personify that in Congress. And he might have a lot more influence than some people think."
One person who right now has a very, very slim lead, it still is not decided whether or not Robin Hayes is going to be sent back to Washington. It looks like he will by the slimmest of margins. Will his performance in this election affect his status within his own party?
I think it will. I think Robin Hayes' stock has really gone down tremendously. He had a very public switching of his vote on the Central American Free Trade Agreement, the CAFTA vote. It's haunted him throughout the campaign season, and it will probably haunt him when he comes back to Congress. Hayes doesn't have the support from his constituents that he thought he had over the last few years. We're going to see that is not going to read well with Republicans in Congress. They're looking for people to lead their party right now who have full support of their constituents and understand what their constituents need. And I think Hayes failed that test when he switched his vote on CAFTA.
Well, Terry Gilday, thank you so much for joining us from Capitol Hill today. We definitely appreciate it.
My pleasure, Craig. Thanks.